Case number 19-4204, Rodney Hayslip versus Genuine Parts Company et al. Arguments not to exceed 15 minutes per side. Mr. Robinson, you may proceed for the appellant.
Thank you very much, Your Honors. May it please the court. I am Paul Robinson on behalf of the appellant, Genuine Parts Company, frequently known as Napa Auto Parts, in this case, for which we are appealing the grant of summary judgment relating to one issue that was decided by the district court, the indemnification issue.
I guess, Mr. Robinson, if I may, I don't see how this is a final order and hence how we have jurisdiction in this case. Transforce asked for judgment, not just a declaration, but judgment against GPC. This is in its counterclaim for all sums adjudicated against Transforce and as well as all reasonable expenses, costs, et cetera. So they're asking for a judgment in their favor on the basis of an indemnification provision, a judgment that would order payment of certain monies. That's not what we have here. We have a determination of liability only by the district court and with some cryptic order about, submit a request or something within 14 days. We now have the parties arguing before us for the first time, not in front of the district court, that the 53-day delay absolves GPC, I guess, of having to pay what the district court said it was liable for as a general matter. And meanwhile, the district court has not ordered payment, which would seem, unless I'm really missing something, seem to show that the district court has plenty to do rather than nothing to do, which is the usual requirement of finality. So can you explain to me why you think the order is final and that we have jurisdiction?
I appreciate that question, Judge. The judge had ordered, well, number one, the court entered a final judgment and dismissed the case in the summary judgment order. So as a counsel for a litigant, I had no other opportunity to do anything other than file an appeal to protect the client's ability to question the district court's opinion. So that was what set us down that road, along with the one significant aspect of our appeal, and that is the waiver argument. It is difficult to fault anyone, including the district court, for not deciding all of the issues surrounding this indemnification issue, because the district court had ordered specifically for Transforce to submit its claim of costs to us within 14 days of that order, of the court's summary judgment order. And the court specifically said, should they wish to proceed with their claim for costs, they should submit their claim within 14 days to Genuine Parts. They never did that.
Well,
so the court never had that opportunity.
I, speaking for myself, at least, that is an argument that I don't foresee us adjudicating. This 14 to 53 days, we're parachuting in this. The district court had that language in its order. The district court has never passed on this argument. And just for myself, it's just a hard for me to see how we're actually going to address that. I understand your point that the district court says that Transforce is entitled to indemnification. It doesn't specify an amount. It doesn't order payment. It's just a determination of liability. And then the district court says, it does some other stuff, but then says shall enter final judgment accordingly. So I can understand why you felt constrained in your ability to continue litigating matters in the district court, but I don't know. But at the same time, the district court did not adjudicate fully the claim set forth in the counter in the complaint, so to speak, of TransForce.
I agree, Judge. And so really what we focused on, and the district court just yesterday ruled on the motion to allow this court to see the correspondence, the actual claim that was submitted after the appeal, and the court determined that those would not be part of the record. So this appeal was truly limited to whether or not the indemnity at all would be owed and not the actual amounts.
Is this still going on in the district court?
No, the case was dismissed. The case was dismissed. And the final judgment was entered.
Okay. Someone else wanted to say something, so I'll be quiet.
This is Judge Murphy. There's just seems to be significant issues. It's not like cut and dry on the amount owed. I believe that the parties are disputing, for example, whether the amount of the settlement is part of the indemnification because it was paid voluntarily. All these types of issues that go to damages, generally speaking, should be resolved before there is a final judgment, I would think. And that's the entire point of the final judgment rule of, you know, we don't have one appeal with respect to the liability decision and then an appeal later with respect to the damages decision. But there still seems to be a lot to be done with respect to the amount that is owed, regardless of whether your client is liable under this indemnification contract.
Yeah, I agree, Judge. And the only caveat to that is if there is no right to indemnity at all, as we have asserted, then all of those issues do not need to be decided as to whether or not the voluntary settlement is included, whether or not the attorney's fees for Mr. Devries are included. I agree. I would rather be before this court with all of the issues relating to the indemnity claim before this court. But again, I can't say much about the district court decision when the district court could have had the ability to make that determination on the amounts owed if TransForce had abided by the court's order and submitted it to the court. Then that would have kept the case open. We would have addressed that issue through the motions in the lower court, and we just did not have that opportunity.
It seems like the district court thought that this was a final judgment when it wasn't. And then, you know, perhaps through no fault of you, Mr. Robinson, you came here because the district court broomed the case with a final judgment. And if it's not a final judgment and we remanded, then you would be able to make all the arguments you wanted as to the 14 days. And obviously the court could adjudicate any amounts that it thought were owed, and everything would come back to us for an appeal that isn't piecemeal.
Judge, I agree with what you're saying. I would have no issue with that. And again, my appeal was filed as a protective measure. And my hope was that because the work had been done, that we could address the legitimacy of the actual order compelling the indemnification. And if that went away, then there would be no need to address the other issues. But
if we don't have jurisdiction, we can't do that. I think Judge Gilman had a question.
I was going to say, it sounds like, you know, you could have asked for an interlocutory appeal. You know, there is a process where, you know, the liability issue is so important that it would save a lot of, but I mean, obviously that procedure wasn't followed here. So I think that Judge Kethledge and Judge Murphy have a point about what would normally be a final judgment requirement for us to hear the appeal. Also, am I right that the district judge was George Smith, right?
That is correct, Your Honor.
He now deceased?
That is correct, Your Honor.
So I mean, if it goes back, it'll have to be assigned, obviously, to a different district judge to further proceed with the case.
Yeah, and my only comment, and I appreciate all those comments on the finality of the judgment, I would not have the ability, Judge Gilman, to file an interlocutory appeal because there was stated on the record a final judgment. So I did have to file a notice of appeal from that final judgment.
Perhaps it was just mislabeled by the district court as a final judgment when it really was just a judgment on liability, but not on damages. But okay.
I understand your point completely. That final judgment order and then the dismissal of the case made us have to file the appeal now.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. We'll hear what Mr. Foley has to say.
Good morning, Your Honors, and everyone else. May it please the court. My name is Kevin Foley, and I represent TransForce in this matter. I'll jump right into the discussion. One of the issues is that the order, when granted, was a final order. There was nothing else to submit to the court because the case was closed. So
I don't see that. I don't see that. I mean, your claim is asking, as I read it, for a money judgment, which the court had not yet entered. So I don't see how the order itself, by its terms, would have finally resolved all of the, finally determined the rights of the parties with respect to the cross claims.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the court closed the case. So it has been suggested that I should have submitted my attorney's fees and things like that to the court, but there was a closed case, which then resulted in this appeal. I understand the argument about whether the order itself was sufficient, but the court did close the case. Also,
by the case, are you referring to the underlying, the plaintiff's claims against the defendants, or are you also referring to the cross claims?
Everything, the cross claim included. And
well, you could file a motion, say, Your Honor, you haven't finished here, right? I mean, the court would look at that, I suppose.
That could have been done. The other thing, though, is that the court's order was permissive, not mandatory. It said you should, not you shall. And
do what?
Submit fees. The court order specifically said should, I don't know, I'm paraphrasing, but should TransForce want to request the fees, it should submit something in 14 days rather than it shall or is required.
Are you arguing this 14-day issue, you know, substantively as to liability, or are you arguing finality right now?
Finality.
Is it your view that this is final? Or do you agree that it's not?
I get the arguments. I understand them completely.
I'm asking, you know, whether you would concede that the district court is not final because it didn't give you everything that you asked for in your cross claim. Is that a fair statement? I mean, do you agree with that? Or do you have an argument to the effect that this is a final order?
I'd have to agree with you, Your Honor, just because we still have a dispute between Genuine Parts and TransForce about the amount.
Sure. And apparently they want to argue about liability kind of on a different basis.
Correct. So if the court is inclined, as the prior conversations were going on, I was trying to envision in my mind what would happen. And I didn't know if the court was thinking it gets sent back to the district court to determine the damages, then that becomes a final appealable order that could be appealed. But the substantive issues that Mr. Robinson was talking about on the court's order on the motion for summary judgment about whether indemnity is or is not required.
The district court could do everything, you know, address every issue as to liability, as to damages. When there's a final determination of rights, nothing left to do. Everything comes to us so we can deal with everything rather than deal with one issue at a time. That's the way it would typically work.
Sure. So I guess at this point, does the court want me to discuss further substantive issues or follow on this, or where would the court like me to go on it? I have my whole presentation, obviously, ready to go.
Oh, we understand. And I know you have to be prepared for everything. If I don't have any substantive questions for you, if the other judges do, I would be delighted to have them proceed. Otherwise, yeah.
Okay.
My own thought is that probably we're going to have to send this case back to the district court. So your brilliant argument all prepared probably won't do any good at this point.
Well, it's prepared. I don't know if it's brilliant.
I agree with Judge Gilman. I agree with Judge Gilman and Judge Kethledge.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Foley. I'm sure your work will not go to waste because there's more to do in the district court, it appears. Mr. Robinson, did you have anything you wanted to add in terms of rebuttal?
No, Your Honor. I fully appreciate the court's comments on the finality of the judgment. I'm hopeful that the court understands our need to have filed the appeal from the final judgment.
All right. Well, I thank you both for your arguments today and your helpful exchange with us on this issue. Good luck on remand, and just make sure everything's done before you come back.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. The case
have a good day.
Case will be submitted, and the clerk may call the next case.